What's up, guys? We are back. It's Captain with the crew. To the left of me, I got
Will.
In front of him, you know what I'm saying?
Your boy,
shut up. And right in front of me, you know what I'm saying? Right across from me, my boy.
KJ.
You know what I'm saying? To the right of me, who I got, man?
Y'all know who it is, man.
No, we
don't.
Your boy Mike in the building.
You know what I'm saying? And you got your host, Quan. You know, your father, you know what I'm saying?
Legal guardian.
Right. You can go on that field trip now. I already signed it. I already signed a permission slip. The first thing we're going to talk about is the man himself, who apparently isn't about that life. KG, Kevin Garnett, had some comments about LeBron James.
He's just trying to get that movie. His movie came out, so he's trying to get views, man. You see what they do?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. What movie?
Yeah, he has a movie coming out.
Really? What is it about?
It's supposed to be about a basketball player and gambling.
Oh, really?
He's playing himself in the movie as a basketball player that's like involved with like the gambling world and like he's playing.
That's a new Adam Sandler movie, really.
Right? Adam Sandler.
Wait, why did they stick Michael Jordan to do it?
Well, it's kind of, that's what it is, pretty much.
He said, oh, wait a minute.
let's just be honest. They couldn't get Mike for the role, so they just said,
they need this Mike.
Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Like, everybody was like, nah. But KG said, I'll do it, so.
Hey, man, get that check.
Talk that
shit.
He
was awesome contradicting, bro.
In the movie, it takes part.
That's probably why he really said that stuff, to promote the movie.
He did.
Like,
would you be able to please elaborate on the comments that he said?
Like, he was so contradicting, bro. Like, he talking about some, we put fear into LeBron and he had to get out the East. But I'm like, bro, you had to get out the West. You couldn't get past Kobe and Shaq. You couldn't get past
the
Tim
Spurs.
Duncan.
Yeah.
Like, come on,
and
bro.
His 2K card go crazy, though.
But
that KG card goes crazy.
Once it gets sapphire, it's over.
Ooh, it's over. I'm sorry, Mike, keep going.
And I'm like, besides like the olden days where like teams would like stack up with all the old veterans and stuff like that, like Boston, they really kicked it off to where people was like, hey, we teaming up with other all stars, like
type stuff. They couldn't win like, individually.
And they won like 4 rings, right? That's what I thought it was at first. That was my second choice.
Because I'm like, just like we was talking about earlier, like they made the analogy with the Pistons. Like, okay, Boston won the championship 08, so did the Pistons 04.
Biden was
back
hurt.
To the finals.
Biden was hurt.
You said who was hurt?
If Biden wasn't hurt, would they have beat the Lakers that year?
Who?
Biden.
I heard you say Biden. I was like, damn.
In 08 or 2010?
No, in 08. Because Bynum was hurt and Ariza was hurt when they played them in the finals.
I feel like they still would win, though.
I don't think nobody's ever answered that question.
Because I don't know, because you got to think about Ray Allen, too, because he was on some clutch.
He was on some
clutch.
It was the same Ray Allen that faced the next year, though.
Wasn't that the same series where they blew them out that final game by, like, 30?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they blew them
Ray
out.
Ray Allen recently came out and said, the reason he went to the Heat is because the Celtics never try to actually extend the contract to him.
Yeah.
Because him and Rondo was beefing, right?
Yeah.
But they weren't trying to throw him no money either.
They weren't trying to throw him any money.
Because he was getting up there in age.
They told him, like, you can come back for a veteran's minimum.
It wasn't a veteran's minimum.
It was low, bro.
And then he saved LeBron's legacy. Look at that.
Man, why we got to talk about that?
Anyway.
But I just feel like him and Paul Pierce, bro, they just...
Flashback.
It's something with LeBron, because I don't do that with no other player, bro. But when it comes to LeBron, they just be having so much to say and shit. Bro.
Mainly Paul Pierce.
Yeah, bro. And it's like, just respect them. Like, respect greatness. Like, you ain't got to knock and say certain stuff. Because LeBron don't never be saying that about them. Like, oh.
I swear that is true.
He'll never
that
bring up a 45-point game. He'll never bring up beating them in the conference finals.
Like, and KG was proud that it took 3 of them to beat him.
Exactly.
To beat him.
He was so proud. It took 3 Hall of Famers to beat an up-and-coming superstar.
And Delonte Watts. Don't forget.
KG, you wrong.
He was on the team.
He was on the team.
He really was. I know that.
What you mean?
I see through the smoke.
What smoke? All the smoke.
It's a shadow clone. What you mean?
They had a big 4. And that, in case you're just proud that it took 4 Hall of Famers to beat LeBron. That makes LeBron look even better, though.
Does it, though?
I think in case you just stirred the pot, bro.
4 Hall of Famers to beat one person.
And I'm telling you,
who was the second best player on the Cavs team? Exactly. LeBron? Exactly. LeBron? LeBron off the bench. Right.
For the LeBron past 6 months. Mike Brown. Hell! Shoot up, Mike Brown.
Get a fucking Mike Brown.
So the fact that it took we four Hall of Famers to beat him, that makes him look even better.
And you gotta think about it too. Like, before he even left, like the Cavs to go to the Heat that first time, bro. Like, the Cavs are doing everything, like, to accommodate. Like, bro, yeah, they got Shaq. Ben Wallace.
Old Shaq.
Yeah.
And old Ben Wallace. And old Ben Wallace.
They was trying to stack up.
They was trying to stack up. But nobody wants to go to Cleveland. Crazy. Yeah, nobody wanted to go to Cleveland at that time.
So, but KG wasn't saying nothing when he couldn't beat Kobe. And Shaq.
Or the Spurs.
Contradicting.
You know, wait. KG was the first player to have the no trade clause. Yeah. And he waived it.
I was going to say, like, people don't really talk about it. People don't give him shit about it. They're like, you know, it was Kobe. It was Shaq. But, like, they don't give LeBron that excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was KG, Ray Allen. No one gives
him that excuse. Because people call LeBron the GOAT. So they're trying to make every comparison, you know, downplay or upbring him. Even with LeBron fans.
So even if you do that, Jordan had to go against the Pistons and the Celtics.
But people think, like, the Pistons and, like, they don't really know much about them, like, that are younger generation. They don't really give a fuck about
that. I don't listen to anybody ever even talk about that.
True.
So, I don't care.
But that's true, though. Tony kind of right on that, because the younger generation, like, they don't know about, like, the old four.
That's why I don't debate nobody younger than me, because it's like, you don't
know. And it's like, people be forgetting about
it. There's a lot of people out there that will argue with you, they don't know shit.
But even the old heads, like, some of them be in the barbershops and shit, you talk to them, they're like, yeah, Jordan.
I've been stopped talking to them.
They're like, Jordan,
yo. I can't. I literally can't. They're not trying to hear nothing else.
Nothing,
as Mike. I'm like, what about Hakeem Olajuwon? He ain't shit to. Well, what about Clyde Drexler? He ain't shit to. We just can't talk.
What about Isaiah Thomas? He beat Jordan.
But Michael Jordan is the. Never mind.
Right.
Bro, I swear.
You'll bring up how, like, Jordan pretty much lost to the Pistons, like, four times in a row.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't get out the first round. And they'll be like, man, that's the first round. You see, he got six of them things. I'm like, what the hell?
Because I always come back to that.
Because the main thing I always talk about is how he went 6-0 in the finals. But it was times where he didn't go to the finals at all. Yeah. You know, he was getting put out by niggas. But then eventually he came up to that status, you know. Which we do respect, and but, you know, he's still not better than Kobe.
And let's not forget that he was, like, gambling on games and shit, so, like...
Oh, yeah, right.
That shit was... We don't even know, but anyway.
Yeah. I feel like, as far as KG, like, I know
that's what he said, Antoine Walker went broke, because he was hanging out with Mike.
Bro,
So, apparently, they got a game in the NBA, it's called Buru. It's, like, a form of spades or something else. And, like, apparently, you to even, like, get into Mike's circle to play Buru with him... You got to put, like, down a certain amount of money. Like, I think it's, like, if I wasn't mistaken, I think Jamal Crawford almost got caught up with Mike doing some stupid stuff. They said just to get into it, you got to put down, like, $10,000 in a game of Buru.
I mean, but that ain't shit if you make a million.
But
I mean,
it starts at $10,000. This man ended up almost owing him, Mike, like, $3 million.
I thought Mac was bad at gambling.
No, not Mike. I said Jamal.
Oh,
Crawford.
So he ended up having to owe Mike money.
Yes.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying.
What do you mean?
No. He ended up owing Mike or somebody, like, something along those lines.
Okay.
Let's get to KG.
But it's all right. So KG was capping. Yeah. So, quick question. Did he not break LeBron's spirit?
No. Like, okay.
Wait. So what do you mean by LeBron? Well, what were you about to say?
No, KG.
I don't know if you don't have it. You just over there bending it.
Because KG, that was part of the quote. KG said that they had
the fans are like, what the heck?
I'm sure.
It's always
food. You had to put a viewer discretion in.
Right. Man, we're going to get demonetized.
PG-13.
Well, that's a part of what KG said. He said that they had LeBro. They had broke.
They LeBro.
I know you said LeBro.
LeBro. Fire, bro.
But use that same logic. Didn't LeBron break him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He in that dynasty.
But it's the
bro,
same.
That boy got traded to the
but
Nets.
That doesn't mean. Wait.
But then when he went to the Nets.
Yes.
Didn't they run into
what,
the
no, what? Yeah, they did. What and they put them out. And they put them out twice, didn't they?
So he broke them twice by KG's logic.
So all I'm saying is
that didn't he get bounced by John Wall too?
But doesn't that validate the fact that he said that I did break LeBron's heart?
Like, I because like if it, it did happen, like, how? I just don't see how he
LeBron was winning over him. Like,
because remember, the owner, what's his
Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, I keep forgetting him because he's not relevant anymore, obviously. But
he's been the owner for the Cavs for a minute.
But seriously, the guy said...
He just bought the Cavs around the time, though.
Did he? I thought he's been owning with the Cavs for a while.
I really don't recall, honestly.
Yeah, right.
But the fact of the matter is that this whole premise and his narrative came about that LeBron was giving up in these games because he realized this is an insurmountable mountain that I could ever like try to beat.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like he did that after he got swept by the Spurs, bro.
I mean, but I meant it's specifically against the Celtics. He had trouble trying to get past them.
But and eventually he did.
Yeah, but that was after he went to
the I feel like it was just his time to lead, or like sometimes it just be players. Because
it wasn't shit.
He was playing against four Hall of Famers with nobody on his team. So like, he was supposed to win.
I was just looking at the Cavs.
No, but I'm just saying he had no hope. Right?
At the time, I feel like he did all he could do with Cleveland
He had no hope. There was no other opportunity that he could do with the Cavs. So.
I mean, what? Mo Williams was going to start averaging 25? Like, perhaps. What are we talking about?
I mean, but well, technically, that means that
thanks to who?
I think you said it earlier too. Nobody wanted to come to Cleveland.
Nobody wanted to go to Cleveland.
I'm not. Listen, that's not my argument. My argument is that he had no other choices.
Yeah, KG,
Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Rondo left him, and Kendrick Perkins. Sure, all of these dudes left him with no other choice but to go to Miami. And I think that's what KG was saying.
No,
I don't think so.
9 years there. It's like,
and I don't feel like LeBron was like, man, I just need to get out of here to be the Celtics, bro. I feel like he was just like, I need to get out of here because there's nothing here.
But who else was really like that prominent in the East at that time?
And it's not the fact that who was prominent. It's just the fact that his team sucked.
And they wasn't
playing. At least for me.
They was fucking up everybody other than the Celtics, right?
Until it comes to the playoffs.
Until it comes to the playoffs.
Like, who?
They wasn't giving him nobody, like, good on that Cavs team.
But who could the Cavs not have beaten, though? They were able to. I'm sure
this is one thing, but playoffs. No,
I'm talking about the playoffs. Because remember, only they were able to take out the Pistons. The Pistons reigned.
LeBron was able to take out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was able to do that.
Oh, yeah,
the Magic. But he took out the Magic at the first time. Like, the first few times that they met, LeBron was able to take out the Magic. He was able to take out the Pistons. The only team that was, like, really an issue for him was the Celtics. So, it's like, who are you trying to go to the Heat for? What reason is there to go to the Heat other than the Celtics being that mountain that you can't
get? But what about with your best friend, too? That was another
That's a good idea.
What other team did he run into with four Hall of Famers? Aside from the Spurs, which was in the finals, and when he got swept. So, like, what other team had four Hall of Famers? Because when he went to the Magic, it was just Dwight, and that was just a really good team.
Yeah, but it was only the Celtics, right? So
that's what I'm saying. No other team had four Hall of Famers.
So it was the Celtics that broke them, right?
No.
It was the Celtics that made them leave.
No, that's not what I'm trying to understand.
You're giving KG too much credit.
I feel like the word...
I'm not saying KG's giving them too much
credit. I don't think it's KG. I think it's the team.
But I feel like he worded that wrong, saying we broke him.
It was messed up. Yeah,
that goes into mentally, like, man, like...
Like LeBron was like, man, I really need to get out of here to beat them. And I just don't think that LeBron was like that.
KG's trying to make it seem like he was the Detroit Pistons for like Michael Jordan and LeBron. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you shoot him, bro.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make... Like, you're not that highly... Like you're not on that level, bro.
Ooh, yeah.
You're not the Detroit Pistons of the... Like, you know what I'm saying? You're not LeBron's Detroit Pistons.
Uh-oh.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, him and Paul Pierce, I feel like they have some type of just thing towards LeBron, though. Like,
hey, I mean, yeah, they do. Because think about it. He's an up-and-coming dude out the East when y'all were about to get ready to be the stars of the East. And y'all were supposed to go on this huge thing where y'all were supposed to get multiple rings, not one.
But it's like it's one-sided, though. He not feeling like that, though.
He doesn't feel like it. But
nah, LeBron. Because I feel like it's just one-sided because LeBron... I mean, KG and Paul Pierce are always talking slick about him, but like...
They have to, though. Because it's like... It just makes their legacy look good because like...
No, it don't.
No, I'm trying to...
I'm just saying.
They're trying to make their legacy look even better than what it was. Yeah. Even though, like, LeBron single-handedly tried to take y'all out, y'all had to team up to make a super team. And even when you had the super team, it was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It just makes their legacy look better than what it really is. And I kind of understand why they're trying to do that, you know, because
LeBron's gonna ultimately end up being one of the GOATs. He is a GOAT already, but like, he could ultimately be the GOAT. So if they put their names within that same category, they'll be like, okay, we're gonna be greater and down history, we're gonna be in bigger lore than we are now. Because it's like, LeBron is out here, people talking about LeBron like he's gonna be top MJ and everything. Like, we all know that's probably gonna happen if he stays.
Because they still talking about, fuck the Warriors. They still talking about LeBron. Even retired players are still
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, ultimately, LeBron's gonna retire. It's probably one of the greatest player of all time.
Why can't you say nothing about the series they played against Miami though? Because
Why would he do that?
I don't think both times. 2011 and game seven. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012. 2012 Paul Pierce and KG's team. It was Rondo's team at that time.
But Rondo was going 45
points. I mean, he was a floor general, but
he had 45 points in a triple double.
He was cooking for them.
Whose fault is that, though?
I'm not saying it's
not saying that's
I got you.
No. But that series, he was averaging like 20.
But the point I was.
Rondo was not the.
But in 2012? He was a bucket.
I saw Rondo's team.
He was, Rondo wasn't we can find out.
Well, I bet you he was.
He said, I got you.
He was.
Because if you're going to say it's somebody team, they got to be there.
Oh, really?
So KG couldn't beat LeBron when he had help.
Wait, what do we.
He said, wait.
In 2011, he couldn't beat LeBron.
Yes, when LeBron had help. Yes.
Well,
I'm not asking you directly. I'm saying if I
no, I'm, no but from my perspective, you're saying the top three players on one team versus the old Celtics.
LeBron had help. So, well, because you can overcome that?
It's the same thing. It's just like one has a clearly better team than the other team. So, who do you expect to win?
So, it's flawed logic.
I don't think it's flawed. It's just they both beat each other.
So LeBron broke KG in 2011.
Yeah. I thought we agreed on that.
Like, oh, I thought you said it wasn't.
No,
yeah. I was saying also in 2012.
And the next year.
Rondo was averaging 20 points, 6.9 rebounds.
6.9 rebounds for a point guard.
That's and 11 assists. 20.9
assists. What year is
that? Like for the 2012 playoffs.
That's for the 2012 playoffs.
That with the Heat. Sounds like LeBron numbers. Now, 20, what?
Bombs, and wait, is that 11? Is that against the Heat or that's the whole play?
No, that's against the Heat.
Yeah, he said 20.
I think that's only against the Heat.
20.9.
Oh, well, that's
6.9.
Just, yeah, that's 5 points off.
I'm saying, right?
5 points off.
11.3 assists and 1.9 steals, bro. Yeah, that boy was balling. Don't underplay him, bro. Don't undermine that man.
His team, though.
Relax.
They wasn't finna get
it. It's a floor general.
Wait, when they say he said bro.
He said bro.
Tony, why did you think they said it was the big
three? That's just how he said bro. You better back up. 2012, that was Rondo's team, bro.
He was a floor general, bro.
All right, I'm going to read everyone else's stats.
He changed. He changed
the team. He still ain't taking the last shot.
In a lot
bro,
of some of
Kevin Garnett was averaging 19 points. Paul Pierce only 18.
That's almost close to 20.
But it's not.
He was almost averaging 21,
one
though.
One was averaging 21. The other one was averaging 19. The other one was. Man. And the other dude got 11 assists.
Ray Allen was averaging.
Also passing and scoring.
Ray Allen was averaging 12.
That's some LeBron stuff, though.
Ray Allen was only averaging 11. Paul Pierce was averaging 18. Rondo was averaging 20.
Compare that to LeBron. LeBron gonna at least be closer to 30 than 20.
25 right now.
LeBron was averaging.
And this ain't yes.
That's
just Rondo was still young.
Rondo ain't scoring like LeBron.
No, LeBron was averaging in the series. LeBron was averaging 33. Let's relax.
He likes
we hate to see. But what I'm just saying, that's Rondo's team. That was Rondo's team. I'm saying
that.
I hate to see you.
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, for real.
He rocking the all money in. Hey, I see
him and this year close.
Neighborhood.
But look, man, don't disrespect Rondo like that. We go outside and square up, bro.
Why he went into the stands?
Isaiah Thomas went into the stands.
Yeah, rewind it.
Yeah, I did see that security.
He was fighting somebody?
I'm sorry. No, he was talking to him.
Oh, I was like, bro, what? Hey, man, I'm like, run our Talking about
Russell Westbrook, he getting sued by that Jazz fan.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
That's bro, that security thing, he should ignite.
Hey, bro. Hey, talk
about you worried.
Hey, you was talking. Hey, you was talking.
I swear I'm not worried about
you. He's like, you was talking. He like, you looking down on Isaiah, like, hey, man.
He like, hey,
what's Anthony Anderson?
Hey, bogus, bro.
What happened, though?
I don't know.
Dude has said something.
They ejected Isaiah Thomas because he walked into the stands.
But not well.
He must have said some foul shit. That's all.
He had 20 points.
Usually when someone is willing to stop what their job to go talk to somebody. It's like,
nah, a lot of these players be too emotional now, though.
Anyways.
I don't know.
They do say some foul stuff.
If you're on the court and your family there and somebody call you out your name, is, hey, your wife is, your kid, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna say that.
You making millions to play a game, bro.
But you still a human. You still a human, bro. You still a human,
bro.
You
see what I'm saying? It was all the N-words.
I'll do this in a better
way. Like if you can't do this,
bro, my hands. Oh, my God.
Hey, it's a battle. You in the spotlight, though. You got to be
in the background. They joking. In the crowd, they ain't joking. Oh, my mom, what? I can say to my face,
I come to your job. You talking there, talking to your mama. Say, hey, man, your mama's a B-word.
But that's
all I bet.
But at that point,
I don't care about some job.
Hey, man, 10 an hour.
But you're making money, though.
If I'm making millions,
but
I don't care what nobody say.
But what this is? Wow.
You still a man or
they like, awesome. They like your ways ain't shit. They like, you ain't been brushing. He's like, yo, you ain't been brushing. He's finna.
Bro, I'm going to go, what I make this game? 2 million this game? Oh, bet.
He said, he going, this what your ways look like. He going.
You say that right now, I'm like, I used to think a lot, bro.
Are you okay? You ugly.
People going to say some foul stuff to me, bro.
You going to feel some type of way.
But I even had to go through a rapper, like, bro. That's 10 times worse.
See how I brought it back to Kate? Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
I said, bad, your girl tastes like Cheerios.
Back to the KG.
I ain't going to lie. I knew KG to, like, trash talk him. The boy had it, but I don't know, man.
One ring. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right.
We got a super team. You had one ring, bro.
But he beat LeBron.
Stop hating, KG.
Let's move on to the next topic. What's the next topic?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. What's the next topic?
He beat LeBron had Wade when he beat him.
What's that Harry Warriors? That's
hey, is Wade not the best shooting guard of all time?
Hey,
yeah, of course not. That's what I'm saying. Of course not.
Hey, Kwan. You see my logic? I said that the fact that he beat KG is because he had the best shooting guard of all time on his team. So, hey, Will. Hey, bro.
No, he had help.
All right, Will.
That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Let's go.
All right, man. What up, Kwan?
The Bucks versus the Lakers.
Ooh.
Why are you looking at me?
Can I talk?
That boy, y'all just getting short.
Hey, I just want to say one thing real quick. It said that at that moment in history, that made NBA history because it was two powerhouse teams that had like less than like four losses each. That's the first time in NBA history ever that ever happened. That's crazy.
That is
crazy. That's awesome.
Can I say something real quick? What? Washed King.
Oh no.
Washed.
Actually,
y'all got to watch. Y'all got to see it happen.
Last week he wasn't saying that. What was he saying?
Y'all about to see it happen.
Yeah.
Last podcast, he was saying that.
No,
no,
in the group chat.
Wait,
all
you
gotta do is
Mike,
go down the group chat. What are you saying?
What?
I didn't give you props. I didn't give you props.
What group chat?
Oh, don't let me break it up.
The fans don't know. The fans don't know.
The fans don't know.
You a cat. He said the fans don't know. That's fine. That's fine.
Hey, you the police, nigga.
Hey, you screenshot
it,
you
know, he got the paperwork.
He said, snitch nine.
Loaded lusome. Loaded, bro. You bogus.
So the Bucks won 111 to the Lakers 104.
Makes bro. Sense.
No, they could have won by more, though. They were towards the end, they just kind of threw it.
We'll see them in June.
A win is a win.
We'll see him in June.
LeBron had a triple-double.
He did.
Philly coming out.
Who was?
Ha! Just zone them niggas.
What not a Ben Simmons going
to just zone them niggas.
Wait,
what is in the green? What Ben doing?
Giannis is in. No, Giannis has hit 53 since.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie. After the playoffs, I'm letting Giannis shoot
53.
So if Joel Simmons go down,
hey,
who
that's
the ball?
What's more? What's more? Hey, what's more?
Wait,
what's more?
Who is Joel Simmons?
What's
more? I gotta buy
more. What's more? 53s or 2 threes?
If Joel Embiid goes
53s or 2 threes?
When it matters, when it doesn't matter.
What's Ben Simmons don't shoot them even when it matters.
So Giannis is going to shoot threes?
Yes, yes.
In the playoffs. When
of course he is. He's going to shoot them.
The Sixers
I'm not
have
sorry.
No second
I'm not stepping
option.
Up. Hey, you stepping up. I'm not stepping up. I either. Ben and him can shoot the mug.
That's what I just said.
All day.
That's what I'm saying. In the playoffs, I'm not saying.
Guarding. If Giannis has a better chance of hitting it, though.
He does.
He has a way
He does. Look at
ben
the
Ben Simmons over the guy.
I was just about to say. I'm about to
look at that stat. Look at the game
I'm
we're talking about.
Look at the field goal percentage.
Bro, what I have it.
How much
he shooting?
That's what I'm talking about.
Ben Simmons is like 75%. How much is Giannis?
Pull it up, baby.
So Giannis is shooting 34% from three right now.
Okay. What Ben Simmons shooting?
And how many
zero.
Did he shoot two? Argument is that what you use with Leonard, man. How many games did he play? How many threes did he shoot?
34% from three.
He's not going Madison. Who got the higher percentage?
What?
Ben Simmons is shooting 40. Hey. He had to show the it's a
hey,
last game 0-0. Last game for that 0-0. He's not shooting him.
It don't matter.
He didn't take last shots.
It don't matter. He had yeah.
But he took last shots.
But Kawhi
too.
But somehow
I was right.
Yeah,
I was about
somehow
we gotta keep that same energy.
Playing
hey,
game.
I had
it.
We gotta keep that same energy.
Wait, how is this getting back to Kawhi?
We gotta keep that same
energy. How is this getting back to Kawhi?
Because we said the same thing with Kawhi playing this game with LeBron.
Personal assistant got to.
I'm just saying, man. Keep that same energy.
He said, "Chief,
I don't care how many you hit the regular season. He got no 3-point shooter.
Energy.
He's not no threat."
And you never know, though.
Whoever they play in the playoffs, they're going to build that wall around
him.
Damn,
this
is everything.
Bro, the Sixers have no second option.
Folk.
If Joel
we
go
can
down.
We beat the Bucks. So that's all we worry about is the Bucks.
What about the Celtics? We don't act like the Celtics on the factor?
Yeah. Bro, the Heat damn near gonna put y'all out in the playoffs.
No, we're not talking
to you. The Heat gonna put both of them out in
the playoffs.
Y'all both.
First off,
the Heat ain't gonna be Corsair in the finals.
First off, the Celtics are second in the East. Where's the 76ers? Out the top five? Okay, then.
Damn near Toronto, if you think
wait,
about
so
it.
Wait, so
we can't. Y'all getting fouled. Y'all getting disrespectful.
Hey, what the Magic doing?
I swear y'all deserve that, man. Hey, man, fuck it, man.
Jonathan Isaac Plant.
Look at
the
Markel
Fultz.
Let's go.
Right.
One of the Pelicans, though.
Ooh. Dang.
Yeah,
you got a point.
You
got
a point.
There you go.
We got a test.
You
got a test, bro.
Can't take my win, Tom.
You got a test, man. Relax.
Bro. But nah.
1-0.
Tell Ben Simmons.
Hey,
to shoot at least 500 threes before and after practice.
We don't need to.
Yeah, because they zoning his
head. Leave him open!
Brad Brown,
bogus to say, bro. He don't know how to be the 2-3 zone.
He don't know. Okay, yes, he's a bad coach. I won't
give
him that.
He got to Joel
to play like he's
go to the free throw, Joel. Just.
But can we
catch pass at the end? You can literally catch pass. You can run a triangle.
Right? Oh, wait. How many years you play in the NBA?
How many years did you play?
All right, cool. I never said that.
Man,
I played 2 months in it.
Miami.
What
really
the town boy?
Miami he broke the Sixers streak, man.
Okay,
facts.
We just throwing this
broke
word around.
Yeah, they was on the home.
We throwing this broke word around.
Yeah,
who broke the?
He said, yeah.
I mean, KG, bro.
No, I
know how much.
I'm asking who broke Milwaukee streak. Last week.
The Mavericks.
I think it was the Mavericks.
All right.
Yeah, Will.
Hey, but you see who got to him.
Hey, this is inflated.
Not for long. Harden coming for Kobe's spot.
Boy, Elgin Baylor's shape up was wild.
Harden coming for Kobe's spot, bro.
I'm looking at this Kobe jersey, bro. They were sold out of my size, bro. I'm gonna show up
there.
I'm about to get the Minneapolis one. Oh, that's about to be
sold. I almost got a Ginobili jersey, but they were sold out too. I was like,
dang, bro.
Like I said, until Giannis can beat that wall, he ain't getting out the East.
And Ben Simmons can beat himself. Pause.
Next time,
I'm from the 3-point line.
I'm from the 3-point line.
I'm from the 3-point line.
Bro, the 3-point line, nigga.
Let's stop it.
I'm just going to talk about the Bucks versus the Lakers a little bit more. Don't matter what KG just said.
LeBron still lost, man.
Are you counting all of LeBron's losses?
No, bro.
I see who you rocking with. I'm being fair, bro.
Danny Green had 21 points.
Let's just be fair.
Get Jeff T out of
who the NBA, bro.
Out of the NBA.
Get Jamal Crawford back in the NBA.
If you can only draft one, you can only pick one player. You're taking LeBron right now over Giannis right now.
Yeah, what you mean?
Really?
Wait, Giannis not selected.
My brother. Come on, man. Don't let him cap.
To win you a championship?
I don't give a fuck what we win, bro. I'm taking Giannis.
Giannis is great, but he's still not solidified. He got to make it to the finals first.
Bro, this is a game.
Wait a second. Giannis, so Giannis is like a better track history than LeBron James?
He's like 25.
So No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm saying Giannis.
Are you serious?
Defense and offense, bro.
What you mean?
In the playoffs? Still trying to improve. LeBron is solidified.
That's what I'm saying. He can only get better. He's still young.
Let me ask you a question. If Giannis gets a better three than LeBron, is he not better than LeBron?
I'm not going to lie to you. Hey, wait. I'm not
going
to lie to you.
Then what is he missing?
Does Giannis make? Can he go to any team and make them better?
Yes.
Wait. Can he drag any team to the finals?
Bro, he didn't do it last year.
In the West or in the East? Where we?
Either one.
He ain't doing it in the East. So what are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
What team he drove to the finals?
Bro,
If you're saying this is Giannis' ceiling,
averaging 30 points and shooting like almost 35% from the three, that's not bad. I will take that for real.
He doesn't have any jewelry. We know what LeBron can do. We done seen what he can do.
LeBron won championships. Teaming up with people. Giannis,
this ain't my argument. This ain't us no more.
If you ask this argument, what that mean?
So you with KG and them too? You said,
We got a trainer among us.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Is a trainer among us?
I went to his closet and I found new shoes.
My point.
Motherfuckers forget I was seven.
Can I just say my point? Brother Kanye, can you come over here and talk about these two shoes?
I just wanted my point, bro.
Go ahead, KG.
So LeBron, like Tony said, LeBron.
I was speaking to the mic.
Hey, LeBron was okay,
It's okay, baby. Take your time.
Bro, you see the one like little
LeBron
kid?
He said,
there was like, speak up, okay, I hate this church. And he threw down the mic. I said, what?
Man,
so LeBron is going into his 17th year, right?
Yes,
32, 33.
Yeah, I can find
out. How many years do you think he got left? I would say five.
Yeah, LeBron? I think he got five.
He's 34, about to turn 35.
Yeah,
just like a week,
about
yeah.
five.
Okay, so how many does Giannis got left?
I say like
seven.
You say seven in the NBA?
Because, yeah, he takes really good care of his body. So that equals longevity.
They say he puts like around $5 million into his body, bro. A year.
I heard one million.
I heard one million.
Dang.
I don't even think he put that in his school. Anyway.
Shit.
They say he put a lot into that school.
I'm sure he does. Anyway, like we were saying, my point was that LeBron is pretty much at the end of his prime.
Whoa. So, averaging the numbers, he's averaging the NBA.
Bruh, anybody can step ahead at this point. We've established that. So did we not establish?
LeBron has stat pads every
is he
night.
Not? Is he not?
I mean, I feel like when you
did y'all not watch the Bucks game?
When you say prime,
I think this argument turned into something different.
Wait a second.
Wait. Roll the sleeves.
You said LeBron stat pattern every
he's
game.
Trying, every game he tries to get to at least to the 25 range, 7 range, and 7 range.
Oh, he was doing that before.
But it's not a triple-double. Oh, it's not a triple-double, bro.
I'm disappointed.
It's not as bad as Russell Westbrook.
He's been getting them numbers.
I know. That's my point. My point is that he's always trying to get to a certain level. So regardless, his whole
career. He's been doing that as regular.
It's regular. He's been trying to get there and maintain that, even though it's not even helping the team.
You think LeBron cares about that?
Yes, obviously he does.
How many times has LeBron finished the game 29-10?
No, I'm not saying that.
30-16-9.
You're missing. Like, he don't care about what I'm saying. It's not that he's trying to get a triple double.
High school, dog.
He's trying to get.
Oh, you are. Fuck around.
You gotta go.
I see he's trying to.
LeBron ain't trying to get a triple double every night. Russell Westbrook was clearly trying to do that. LeBron's stat pattern is so subtle that you wouldn't even be able to recognize it if you didn't pay close attention.
He's not doing anything different than he's been doing in the last 17 years of his career.
Well-rounded
I have
numbers.
A question that's unbiased.
Okay.
It's a neutral party.
Sure.
So if it's so subtle, doesn't that also mean that if you want to look at it that way, you can just perceive it as that way? It could be something else since it's so subtle? Like, does that make sense?
from where I'm sitting, the only reason that I say that it's this way is because his whole career he's maintained the 27-7-7, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And that looks really great for the record books. And regardless how we see it, if he maintains those numbers, he's going to break Kareem's record. He's going to break the assist record. He's going to break the something else, right?
Yeah.
So, quickly.
Sure, quickly.
Is that a changed argument?
No, I'm saying that's part of it.
Not just the way he did. He said,
"Are we not talking about stats?"
No,
I was
talking
about stats, and then talking about stats a change argument.
I thought we were talking about
the same stats. I'm looking at the exact same stats. Hey,
but wasn't your original question?
He's stat padding, I said the stats are padding.
Bro, I'm not accusing you of that.
All right.
Wasn't your original question if you bet 13, who would you take, LeBron or Giannis? Wasn't that your original question?
Yes, but you guys brought up stats.
Who brought up stats?
You did.
At the beginning, I said
apparently LeBron's stats better, so.
No, because what you said, Giannis has better stats than LeBron.
No, I said that Giannis is younger.
Who said Giannis had better stats?
I didn't
say that.
I also said age.
Alright, so you gonna tell
when
us?
When was you at
1048,
bro?
Did you not say fucking LeBron?
I also said Giannis' age. I didn't say stats either.
Gee,
you said? I said what?
You said LeBron is at his peak right now.
No, look at his numbers. I never said that.
What did you say?
I was about to say I'm with you on the prime thing, but I'm saying as far as LeBron like keeping these numbers, he's still greater than Giannis because he's been doing this consistently.
So it's the stats, right?
Michael!
Kid with the cup that do the
he grabbed the light the little floaty. I'm gonna say somebody else.
All I'm saying is Giannis. We still don't know what Giannis could do until he wins a ring or make it to the finals. We don't know how Giannis will react in big situations.
Well, I was asked if I was to draft one of them right now, and I say Giannis because he's young by like 9 years, so I can have him longer. Because LeBron got what on average like 5 years. Giannis got like,
I mean,
well,
10 years. I mean, you can't really do that as far as age. Because, like, right, of course, people
got more. Well, he asked me current, so what's up? That's a I'm back.
But it's like, we know what Bron can do, though. We've seen it countless times. Like, all we know is that Giannis could be good in the regular season and maybe make the conference finals.
Maybe.
Like, I feel like this season gonna really show, like...
Didn't you just say he can make the finals this season?
Wait, who said that?
Yeah, that's what I said, but until I see that,
Okay, so if y'all think I'm second round...
He said, yeah, but...
If y'all think he's got the second round, then what? What are we saying about Giannis?
I don't know, man. We'll see if it
happens. They ain't gonna say nothing. They gonna be happy next year.
Oh, wait. Man, I was just thinking that. I'm like, damn, nothing.
Hey, man, all you need is Dwayne Wade.
But if it happens, LeBron is going, man, I knew he
would. Hey, bro, that's all you need is Dwayne Wade.
Hey, wow. You're a fraud. Quan.
So Chris Middleton's Dwayne Wade.
No, no, I said he had to.
Y'all be trying to trip me.
So Giannis don't got enough help, is what you're saying.
Who?
Giannis doesn't have enough help.
Who?
Yeah, I can put stuff too. Giannis don't have enough help?
Hey, man. Got more help than
Joel. Give him Luka. He'll have enough help.
No, no, I'm just asking right now.
That's all I can give him.
Hey, Dwayne Wade and LeBron, what you mean? That was his first ring. What are we talking about?
I'm just asking you a question. Right, cool. So does Giannis have enough to get out the finals?
Get out of the finals.
Good stuff. Does he have enough to get out the East?
I think he can. I think he can.
Brother, if you don't mind, just have yes or no. For the people.
I think he does.
Okay. Would you agree with that, Quan?
I'm sorry. So I was talking.
No, I really did.
I got you, Quan.
Does Giannis have enough to get out of the East this season?
Out of the East?
Yes.
Mind if I do something real quick? I'd have to look at something real quick. Just give me like five seconds.
Because I have a long
Google taste.
Right. 0.89 seconds. Yes.
He does.
Yes.
Okay, so if he doesn't get out the East this season, what, we just throwing that under the rug? Or like... Cause LeBron got crucified every time he did.
I mean, what can we do?
He's the best player in the game. He's not gonna get no.
I didn't say he's the best player in the game. I didn't say he was better than LeBron.
Oh, okay, that's where y'all separate. Okay,
I didn't say he's better. If we was to draft somebody right now, I would take Giannis. But LeBron right now is better than.
Giannis, don't make it. I'm sorry. I got him on the ropes.
Wait, where the ropes at? Hold up.
Apparently, you want them.
So we just sweeping out in the rug.
Duck and move. What happened?
So we just sweeping out in the rug. If you don't make it out the East.
Yes. All right, cool.
That's KG, bro.
That was KG. KJ, nigga, yo.
Giannis can't be the best player.
So let me ask you guys this. Who has more to lose if they lose, LeBron or Giannis?
LeBron.
Because what are we talking about?
Because he said Giannis is the best player. And he said Giannis is better than him.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one, but that's why I said they can kind of like, not necessarily sweep it under the rug, but I just feel like the Lakers would probably take it more as a heavy loss than the Bucks would.
But you know,
because the Bucks can still improve. They still exactly. Giannis got the rest of his career,
and you got LeBron and AD on your team
to win rings. Yeah.
You think?
Hey, yeah. And one doubtful. Damn.
How many years, Will?
Did you see that video of
how many years?
What's up?
There was a video of Anthony Davis and LeBron in practice, and he was doing LeBron's signature move where. When he looks down, that's how you know he shoot for three.
You know LeBron about to shoot.
Oh yeah,
bro. What happened to Jimmy Butler, bro?
Well, he's going
what
crazy.
What do you mean? What
happened?
I ain't been here.
He just walked up the assists.
What you mean?
He went to like 19 a game.
Yeah, I think he's like 19.
I think he's a little bit more than 19.
No, it's 19.
I think it's like 19.
When they played Philly, they had showed what he was averaging.
Fucked up the Sixers. That's what happened. I said that.
His like former team. We had to make sure.
I got rope still, man.
Hey, I got 20.
Let me know.
I don't remember what it was. I think that the Philly would go further than Celtics.
I'm saying Celtics are going to go further.
No, but wasn't that, I'm asking, wasn't that
the best? Because wasn't he saying the Celtics are going to make the finals? That was what you were saying last podcast.
So, but didn't we have a bet that the Philly would make it further than...
I already paid you for the Lakers bet.
No, no, I'm talking about Philly, that the Philly would make it further than the Bucks. Did we or...
Did we? Y'all did.
Okay, I was asking because I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Okay, so, yeah.
No, y'all did because I had the Celtics. Good, brother.
Okay, cool, cool. Okay,
I under my bets. I got you. If that happens.
Tony.
Bro, I'm telling you. Philly's not making it out. Further than them, please.
So where's the Celtics going to be?
I want you to be honest.
Go ahead, Cap, nigga.
Eastern Conference.
Against who?
Against the Raptors or this Bucks.
The Raptors? Or the Spurs?
No, I said the Raptors or the Bucks. Raptors or the Bucks?
The Raptors? The Raptors is not the Sixers?
No. Bro, the Sixers are nobody, bro.
Oh, so you just zoning?
I ain't say all that.
The Sixers are nobody.
Shit, shit, bring it up then. Talk your shit then.
I'm bringing it down to you, bro.
So you just gonna zone him? You good?
If Joel Embiid gets hurt, who's gonna be leading the team? Okay, that's speculation. What if he isn't?
So Kimba's injured. Wait, I want to hear all this.
I can break it down to you who would step up in every scenario.
I can break it down.
Josh Richardson.
I said Kevin Walker not injury prone. Gordon Hayward not injury prone. Jaylen Brown not injury prone.
Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum not injured.
Yeah.
Wait, Jalen Brown, but we're not saying that's not AD. I was wrong. We're not talking about no injuries. There is no injuries in this scenario.
Okay, well, you can argue me.
Either way, they y'all got no second option.
You don't. We have a third and a fourth.
Who?
Bro, Kemba Walker.
He said Kemba Walker.
You said a third and a fourth. I said
I'm about to tell you.
Just tell me. Man, Jalen Brown. Wait, not second option on the Sixers?
No.
In the playoffs?
Wait, who was your third?
Oh, I thought you were
talking about
Or Jalen Brown.
Or, you said third and fourth. I'm asking.
Gordon and Jalen Brown.
I'm going to take them out of the way.
He said the hood.
Because right now, the average is right now, Kemba Walker is averaging like 25.
That's cute.
That's what I'm saying. Jason is averaging 21.
That's cute.
Jalen Brown's averaging 20.
We're in the playoffs, bro. You was talking about this, man.
I told y'all. The Thunder, I was starting to see. He was saying this. I told y'all they was going
to
make
it. I had zero faith.
The Thunder. It's not even after the All-Star.
But he was saying.
Y'all talking about the Lakers, like. Never mind.
But the Lakers is different. The Lakers is the Lakers. They're first. But watch. All I'm saying is, I respect it. I'm giving you props, man.
I'm just saying.
You were saying a lot.
Hey, Portland up there too, man. Okay.
Do y'all thing, man.
They play weak teams though, so I'm still just like,
man. You still like, and Hassan still
there? I'm like, man, come
hey,
on.
Hey, man, Ron Bola did eating good.
No, man. Thanksgiving was fire.
He said he ate for Christmas early, nigga. Yeah.
That juice. That's the juice, man.
Right. Too much juice. Exactly. He needs sugar free.
Hey, man.
Need some water.
Right, exactly.
Got the ones.
Right. Got the ones on with a suit. Nigga with a suit.
Bro, you know how much that
some hot school toast corn syrup. I got that hot school toast corn syrup.
This is Shadow Bad Boys.
Damn.
$5.50.
Took a Ron Butler.
That's true.
What? His card KCP. Is fire too.
KCP. You said home games? Oh, no. So next. The MVP race.
Hey,
Michael, right before the pod.
LeBron James.
Okay, Mike. Well, since you want to say some name, top five right now.
In order.
You next. You're ready. Right. Right. I'm sorry, bro. You go first. Okay, you
wait,
steal.
How we doing
Yeah. Well, we can not do it in order.
Let me go first.
Well, I can leave it up to you guys. You can go order or not.
If you say anybody off the Celtics, bro.
Oh, we're going to say somebody off the Celtics.
We going Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
He going to Jaylen Brown.
Eat his cancer.
My top five belongs to my top five legit. My top five.
Kenny Walker.
Hey, look. My top five legit is this. It is Giannis. Okay. I'm going Luka. Uh-huh. I'm going Harden. Okay. LeBron. And I got to give it to Kemba Walker that fifth spot. That's fair. That's fair. Kemba Walker's been going crazy, bro. Be real. He really has energy.
Well, you said Giannis, Brian.
No,
James.
I said Giannis.
Giannis, Luka.
Where's Kawhi?
He said no order.
My order was Giannis, Luka, Harden, LeBron, and Kemba.
Damn, no Kawhi.
Where's Kawhi, nigga?
He said he turned into fifth.
It wasn't this. Wait. Put it away. Low management. Not enough games for me, bro. Not enough games for me. Low management.
Like, what the hell is Dame, Will?
Huh?
Where's Dame?
I didn't even say my list. What you mean?
I'm just saying.
I know you was pressing it.
Where's Dame?
He's supposed to be putting up the numbers.
He's putting up the numbers.
He just dropped 36. Like, what you mean?
But now, after the All-Star, bro, he going to be going crazy, though.
Well, so go next.
He ain't got no help.
He got no help.
Hey, man.
But that's all I said.
Give him Giannis.
Okay.
That's a
So Giannis needs to team up with another superstar.
Then LeBron? I'm sorry.
One of your arguments was
That's
what you said earlier.
Hey, man. I was pertaining to the first topic of the fucking podcast. Yeah. That's all right.
Damn, Melo got a knee injury? I didn't even know that.
Dang.
Relax.
I'm bad.
That was
tonight,
though.
Hey,
get on.
Look up his stats.
Damn, KG.
All right.
Kemba Walker's averaging 22 points on 42%.
You still on this? I said Mike go ahead.
Kyrie is averaging 27. Who
cares? Kyrie's on the fucking bench.
Who cares? That's all I'm saying. Who cares? Man. 22, 27.
How's Kawhi doing?
Oh. What do you mean, how Kawhi doing?
What
do you mean, how Kawhi doing?
You should have been doing it. All right, Mike, man, who's your top five?
Well, you didn't ask him.
I impressed him first, but you'd be cheating.
I mean,
so
I go in order. Giannis one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say James two.
Yeah, you're which one?
Hard.
Smart man.
LeBron 3. I got him. Because that's LeBron.
Because that's LeBron. That's
that's funny.
I mean, I can respect it.
Luka 4. I can. And then 5.
Your list is ass.
Very good.
Damn. Y'all 5. I didn't number one. Why your boy
LeBron at three. LeBron's not three.
Mike, look, you agree? He just scored.
They might get his shit off there.
Hey, he said at 5.
Hey. Why I can't put James at 2?
Mike, you was at 2?
How does that not make sense?
No, I said James at 3. He had 20 rebounds, LeBron at 3.
Bro. Huh?
I don't think he's three, bro.
James been going crazy.
LeBron's
4 or 5.
That's a good game.
He 4 or 5 in 50-point games he been putting up?
LeBron James.
No, James Harden.
I said LeBron James at 3.
I'm like, what happened? I'm like, what happened?
You saying he's over James Harden right now?
No, I'm saying he's under 3. He's not 3. He's probably 4 or 5.
Wait, who?
LeBron James.
No, he's not.
What was he on your list? Wasn't he 3?
No, he was 4.
Who was 3?
Wait, but why would that be on his list?
Luka was 2 on your list.
James Harden was 1 3. Spot.
Yeah, oh, right. No, wait, not the LeBron was 3.
No, I said Giannis, Luka, James Harden, LeBron, Kemba Walker. He said so LeBron's
James
3.
James Harden's still over LeBron. It's just a different number.
No, but I'm saying you put LeBron at 3, though.
What is his list?
It's still LeBron.
Bro, it's his,
wait, it's his list. It doesn't matter.
And it's still LeBron. Though.
Isn't it the same list pretty much?
No.
But it's his list, though.
Because you got Kemba, nigga. Bro, you got Kemba on your shit. You want to talk about somebody else. You got Kemba on your shit.
Who's your fifth?
You didn't give him a chance to do it. He tried to press him.
Fifth, I can't even think of him.
Keep him in the muck, coach.
Not to. Them are the only people that's really putting up numbers.
He said, dang.
Mel's a seeding? What's their seeding? Okay,
then. What?
The seeding matters.
What?
The seeding matter.
It's running, though.
He said, what?
Last year is running. Right. I'm still salty.
He said, the fuck?
You
get, like, higher up.
Okay, go down the fuck?
Kimber better than Dane?
Well, I'm still pissed off about last year.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Seeding shouldn't matter as much as it did last year.
That's cute.
Harden broke records last year. Y'all niggas be.
And did he get an MVP?
Y'all niggas
did he get MVP?
It
no.
Matter.
So shut the fuck
he
up.
Said, oh, it don't matter what the record so is. Up, that bro. Nigga broke all the type of fucking records that y'all held.
But what if he like the nice seed? But what if he like the nice seed?
He's not, though. He wasn't.
But what was
he was in the West Finals. Fuck you, he talking about.
When you got
he wasn't in the West Finals.
It's the regular season awards, not the postseason awards.
Bro, he was
so
cool.
Shut up.
Oh, that's not wrong.
Hey,
You're right. Paul George was over this. That's crazy.
So please give us your MVP.
Yeah,
he didn't give us a fifth.
He did, though. He just wasn't listening.
No, he said he didn't have one. That's how I knew he wasn't listening. Dumbass.
Who the fuck is that? Hey, Will, get your son, bro. Your son acting
no,
up in school.
That was not mine. Nah.
Hey, Quan, get your son, man.
I'm like, claim him. That's my son.
I gotta claim him.
He acting up, man.
Right.
That's dependent.
But nah, fifth, I don't even know about my fifth. Ain't nobody really besides them putting
about?
Up.
There's a lot of people that have been balling, really.
Not Kim Ball.
But not putting up numbers like that, though. Like
Kawhi's just averaging 25.
Kawhi. Did you say Kawhi?
No.
See, look.
I thought Kawhi now.
Damn right. Anyway.
You welcome, Kawhi.
You're welcome.
Like,
you're welcome.
It matters.
It do. KJ, please, if you would.
All right, so right now.
You can do it in inner order or out of order, whichever.
I'm going to do it out of order. With
you. Okay. First fucking of all.
Oh, man.
Russell Westbrook.
Sabonis.
Shea Kill just like Chris Paul.
Steven Adams.
Hey, I say the ball.
I swear, yeah, it's real.
Facts. But it would use, in my opinion, would go Giannis, Luka, James Harden, AD, and then Kawhi.
You did forget AD. AD.
Yeah.
Kawhi. I was going
to say. Wait, where did you say LeBron at?
He didn't.
No, LeBron.
Where did you say LeBron at?
He did. To be fair, you can't really include Kawhi right now.
Why not?
You missed too many games.
My list. What you mean?
He said my list.
Wait. Before we continue, can we please check
you up?
My bro.
What did you say?
It was Greek Freak, Luka, James Harden, AD, and then Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi's averaging 25. I don't know how many games he missed, though.
No, I'm trying to see. I can find out. Y'all keep talking. I'm just going to find out real quick.
The only reason that I put AD over LeBron is because he's clearly the best player on that team.
Is he taking the last shot?
If it's an inside, if they need two points, yes.
Somebody if they need two points.
Oh, right.
That's points.
Like, oh,
talking about.
If he the best player on that team, he got 8 points.
All I'm saying is, man, that I feel that AD is clearly the best player on the Lakers.
That's a professional?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, watch out, Robert Covington.
Goofy.
All right.
Goofy. Yeah.
Will they ain't got no rhythm.
Your top five. In order, out of order.
Dang.
Damn.
Hey, look at Whiteside. Hey. Chase down. Hey.
Damn.
The one time he did something.
I knew it.
He gonna be trash next game. He gonna be trash as hell.
Hey, low management.
Right.
Bro, he's trash.
Man, whatever. I don't even want to hear it.
Damn.
What the hell? You want to catch that rebound?
Bro, what? What league is this, bro?
Right. That's what I'm saying. What was that? Like what?
Hey,
first
NBA.
Of all, my man caught it and faded.
Trailblazers versus
what is
Timberwolves.
It? Damn, what that, shot? Trailblazers shot
versus Timberwolves. This
look,
is bad.
Look,
this is
bad. Why would you fade? Why would you fade away?
Absolutely not.
Trailblazers and Timberwolves. Bro. This is bad, bro. You're on the fourth, and this is happening. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Good to sign out the NBA. Anyway. My list. Is it? Wait, we are doing order? Or?
I mean, what KJ didn't. They, them two did. So
I thought KJ did the order, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
KJ, did you
order?
Okay. He did it out of order.
It was out of order. Right. So I got Luke.
Okay.
That's crazy.
This is in order, right?
Nah, I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got Luka. That's in order, right?
No.
Luka, AD, LeBron, Giannis, and
Sanders.
Alright.
I seen a lot.
Mm.
You got this guy.
Mm.
You got this guy.
Mm.
Hey, Mike, I'm all.
What happened to Dame?
I'm all. You got this guy.
Did you say Dame already?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
It's my fit. It's my fit, bro.
Okay.
No, that's my fit, though.
Oh, for real? I didn't. Okay. My fault.
Cool.
Gets overlooked so much, you know. It's just...
Quan, what's your five? It's on me.
We have to know. Sure. Okay. We gotta know, Quan.
I got some wild shit.
Bum.
I got some wild shit.
This is bum, bro. Oh my god.
So I got.
Hey.
Ooh, okay. That was pretty good.
All right, white side. He earned it.
No, wait till next game.
He watching the podcast, bro.
I promise you, next game you have 6 rebounds.
White side.
And 2 points.
I would put money
and
on
2 points.
Whiteside been watching the podcast. What's up,
man? What's he have?
He are my favorite. I forgot.
He going to be
he's all right.
Got still got that. Hey, man.
That fade on
make
the way.
Make sure you see Will for the fade,
man,
bro.
Yeah,
7
rebounds and 7 blocks?
Well, if you're 7 feet tall, that's not supposed to be surprising.
21 rebounds and 7 blocks and 14 points.
Why is this the first time we're doing this season?
Look at his averages.
That's true. But yeah, so my list, I'm gonna do it.
Damn!
What happened? Airball?
Airball!
Damn!
Come on, Napier!
That shit was slow, was it?
Bro, we can't be watching this.
Hey, man.
The people don't know what's happening.
Well, not the temple.
No, yeah. The fans gonna
start going to be like, right. What's going on?
But yeah, my top five, I have to go Giannis. Michael Brown.
Wait, you said Mike Bonner?
Michael Brown.
Oh,
But yeah, so yeah, I got Giannis number one, number two.
All right, look. This is it right
he
here.
Said, yeah, baby, I'm finna pull up for this shot real quick.
Skip a little bit before. I want to see all this.
It's, I mean, I can't lose too much.
What do you mean you just went back?
He said,
come on, man, we're recording. Skip forward.
Too much.
Oh, it's not. I feel like he just dropped 40.
KJ, can you please skip forward?
No. It's coming
what you mean? What are you watching?
It's not the air ball.
Right. I'm going to see the air ball.
Air ball's coming up, though.
What, you do this for an air ball?
Yeah, so that shot that Laquan didn't see.
Okay, Hassan, he been.
Dude scored 1 point. You think he Jordan, bro?
Bro, come on, G. Right.
Bro, it's not like you know.
Nah.
I don't care.
You skipped the part.
To see air. We've often air ball before.
Oh, well, we skipped the part, huh? It's still Hassan on here. Right. We skipped the part, huh?
Is it new man? All
right. Right.
It's over with now. It's been gone.
It's been gone.
Anyways, so, like I said, man, Giannis is number one.
Right. Oh, this game's right now.
Yeah.
Oh, what the?
I didn't know it was live.
Man, so, okay, yeah, what's the top five, Quan?
Quan, please.
Giannis. Giannis. Matter of fact, no. I have Giannis. I have Luka.
Okay.
I have AD.
Smart.
I have Harden. And I have LeBron.
The fact that LeBron is in there just ruins your whole list, man. I'm sorry.
So, it's funny that you mentioned that. So, I went to the NBA. I went to the NBA, and their list is Giannis is number one. Mm-hmm. LeBron is number two.
Crazy.
Luka is number three. Harden is number four. And AD is number five.
And that's the NBA, KJ.
No basketball.
Who? Well, guess who's six?
Guess who's six?
Trey.
Look at Tony Heat. Damn near.
Jason Tate.
Derrick Rose.
It's Jimmy Butler.
Dang. Wow.
I did not expect
the boy, I mean, 20 points.
20
off.
Points. Wow.
Wait. Is it Kimba averaging 20
no,
points?
No, he's averaging 22.
That's even right.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Talk man. Your shit, Tony. Right.
Seven is Pascal. Eight is Kawhi. Nine is Kemba Walker.
Wow. He averaging both.
Nine is Kemba Walker. And 10 is Paul George.
Andrew Williams got 30. Dang.
And then the honorable mentions were like Joel Embiid. Donovan Mitchell is an honorable mention.
For what?
Who? For and Chris Paul. Oh. Demontis Sabonis.
Told you.
Hey!
Called it, bro.
Demontis Sabonis.
I don't understand the Chris Paul. I mean, they...
Yeah, he deserves it, man. Yeah. He's still playing.
He's keeping him afloat.
Yeah.
Some.
He's the only starter.
So, Brucey ain't got 11 points. What the heck?
But yeah, man. I feel like this MVP race is pretty good, but we do have to give some credit to Luka, though, even though he's hurt right now. He has been balling.
Crazy. I'm pretty sure if he continues doing what he's doing, I'm pretty sure he's gonna get it like clear cut.
Especially if he keep putting up some crazy ass numbers,
bro.
Especially if they get like a higher seed.
Oh yes.
If he could continue this for the rest of his career, what does he do?
Ooh,
is he a Hall of Famer?
Of course.
From this one season?
No, he's saying for the rest of his career.
If he continues at this trajectory.
Hell yeah. He has 39-9 right now.
My Cuban gonna throw him the biggest bag.
My Cuban gonna go in the Hall of Fame. That's cool.
Already trying to get him in the bag, right?
Like, best GM of all time.
He just got to sign with Jordan. Luka did.
Yeah. They get Jokic, man. They unstoppable, bro. But they could somehow get Jokic with
you. So you want to team up?
So what color are y'all?
Man.
All right, come on.
No shit, man.
Right.
What's wrong with
Melo? We want Sabonis.
What's wrong with
Melo? He hurt his knee. He got a concussion in his knee.
Dang.
They said,
just like he on the block.
Right.
Okay. The Mavericks said, we'll take Kevin Love.
Hey.
We'll take Jokic.
What was you saying about Kevin Love?
Was he a dunk though?
Bro, he almost... Bro,
John Morant almost
Jordan. He was Vince Carter then, bro. Like the Olympics Vince Carter.
Almost
everybody,
bro. He got to the rim and he missed at the rim.
Oh, the one we talking
about. I'm joking.
He got fouled.
They
didn't call it though.
Boom on everybody, bro.
He showed us 2K.
Bro.
Like,
hell yeah, man. And he got an Memphis out now.
Does he? Oh, hell.
I think his teammate Brandon Clark was like, I'd be afraid every time he goes up because I feel like whenever he lands weird. Because he'd be trying to go...
he'd be trying to put, like...
No, he'd be trying to block or, like, dunk somebody every time, bro.
That man crazy. If he could continue this, man, he's going to be dope. Him and Jaren Jackson. I like those two together.
Dude, they were saying him, Jaren Jackson, and Brandon Clark, and then whoever...
Dylan Brooks.
No, they said whoever they pick up this upcoming draft could be the new young OKC. Remember them? Like,
does it remember them?
No, we don't remember them. I was too young for that.
They're saying they have they have someone similar to
remember those guys.
They're saying Jaren Jackson is similar to Serge Ibaka.
I got it. I can connect the dots. I'll see what you're
saying. I don't see where
Brandon Clark.
Yeah, who would he be?
Took their beard off.
Because they said John Morant, Russell Westbrook. They said Jaren Jackson, Serge Ibaka.
I don't know, man. I don't see it. I really don't see it.
I see it.
You look like a six-year-old if you cut your beard off.
No, I wouldn't.
So next we're going to talk about what Tony wanted to talk about, most improved player.
D. Rose.
Oh,
he wasn't.
Devontae Graham.
He said he wasn't.
Devontae Graham. Okay. Went from 4.7 to averaging 19.5, bro.
Okay. I've been working with him.
So that's better than Luka.
Bro.
That's pretty decent.
For most improved.
It's better than Luka.
I don't. Luka's going to be. He's an MVP race. He's not even.
So, wait. He has both?
I'm just saying, like. Wait, who's ever won MVP and most improved? It's never Luka happened. Might. It's never happened, bro.
Wait. So that disqualifies him.
I just don't think they'll.
Just because he's running for one thing, he's automatically disqualified from
nothing. It can't happen, though.
I don't think they'll do
if
it.
If I'm in the run for defensive player of the year,
because wasn't Montrezl in the running for a defensive player at one point?
Who?
Montrezl Harrell.
Yeah. I remember him and Lou Will were running for six man.
Right, and six man.
Yeah.
So why can't you? Why can't you?
Paul Jones was in the run for MVP and Lou Will.
And
Joel Embiid was.
Graham.
And Kawhi.
Devontae Graham.
Facts.
All these examples we got. He like,
yeah,
nah,
like,
nah.
Devontae Graham, bro.
Wow, yo.
No proof. Right. No evidence of that. No precedent.
How many wins they got?
Devontae Graham.
Why are we going to talk about that, bro?
Hey, that's the point of the game. Hey,
most improved is not about.
Did he take Rozier's spot?
No, Rozier's the shooting guard now.
Oh,
snap. He's averaging like 17, actually.
That's not bad.
What I got something to say to you. I don't know how you're going to feel about it.
What's up?
But I got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander better than him.
That's fair.
And John
Morant. John Morant's.
He's
the most improved.
No, he's in general, I think.
Hey, man, their cards are pretty even on 2K, though. Devontae Graham and John Morant. Oh, really? I think both of them.
Devontae Graham a little crazy.
He's so old. Okay. Because this three is crazy. Super and he be dunking
crazy. Trust me, I know. I'll be hating, bro. I'd be sick, G. But me personally, I would have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander over. He only averaged 18 points, but he in the West.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and Chris Paul.
At one point, he was averaging 22, though.
At one point.
I'll give him that.
He's developing well. Chris Paul is pretty much like turning him into a...
something crazy.
Yeah.
Because he be feeding him, bro. Yeah, he'd be like, he'd be cutting at the right time.
Go crazy.
Right. Hey, bro. You can hoop.
I believe in you, young fella.
Right. Do you have anybody might most improve? James Harden.
Bro. As far as most
I can't even
think of LeBron.
Anthony Davis.
He ain't gonna have to say Alex Caruso.
Luka. I don't know. I feel like
Luka is something crazy. 39-9.
Yeah, because like that was a big jump. Like him, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Facts.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I give. If Spencer Dinwiddie keep. Yeah, bam, man.
He said, I thought he was going to say, when he did this, I thought he was going to shut up.
Nah.
He said,
I'm like,
he said, yeah. I thought he was going to tell your ass, he was going to boop me ass.
Bam, put them numbers. But now, low key, if Spencer Dinwiddie keep putting up these numbers, I give it some.
Can you say he averaging what? 27? No, he averaging 22?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he ain't shooting shit.
Like, he putting the Nets on his back, low key.
He averaging 6 or 6. That's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
I had him. He went 4 for 11 from 3 for 41 points. Damn.
He said, Kyrie, who?
Hey, man.
Whom?
No, that's some Kyrie shit too. Like,
<Boom.
laughs> Kyrie was saying
that. Anybody for you, Kevin?
Yeah, I was going with Bam most likely. If not Bam, it would be a homie. I can't say his name because he's not a Spur anymore. So,
Davis Bertans, bro.
He has
9 fingers.
Yeah.
Why do we always get rid of people?
Did you see
when
their
trajectory is going up?
He was beefing with Marcus Morris.
Fuck it.
I didn't say nothing.
Why?
Marcus Morris has said something in this game.
It doesn't even. No matter what he's saying, it's even
bad.
Like,
he don't be lacking.
Marcus Morris says
something. What
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
If only the fans could see.
It's dangerous.
But he be in a party.
Okay, stop.
Who?
That Kobe?
Oh, snap.
But his daughter had a Brooklyn
game? That didn't even look really like Kobe. Dang.
He said what?
Getting fat.
That didn't even look like Kobe. Right. What happened, bro?
He's like a consultant.
Go to the big three already. Sheesh.
Kobe in the big three. Kobe makes me cry in the big three, bro.
I'm surprised he didn't do that.
He could.
They go like, Kobe, bro, you ain't got to do this, bro. Hey, it's not even that serious.
Yeah,
like
Ice Cube said he brought it to him multiple times.
We was just having fun, bro.
Hey, bro. I'm just trying to, you know, keep my joints warm, you know?
Right. Wait, Shaq?
Let's take a little check.
Right, all right, thanks.
I don't know about Shaq. Ice
Cube had Shaq before.
Yeah, if Shaq was in there.
What do you do is you get Shaq in the post? Right. Get Shaq in the post? Who really stopping him?
It's half court.
Right, it's half court.
Damn, Barkley should probably get some points if he runs.
Nah, bro.
But he don't gotta run that much.
Kenny Smith out there shooting?
They could be their own team.
Bro,
right.
They could all be their own team in the big three.
Because
they're
making taking, ain't it?
No, it's not.
It's not?
It's NBA style.
Yeah, it's NBA because they go back and forth.
So I'm like, just make it take. Just keep feeding Shaq. It's over. It's over. Because Big Baby was going crazy.
This is what Joe Johnson, bro.
He got a contract.
But what is he doing like that?
No, I get it.
I don't like it.
I think so. The Pistons are releasing.
He damn near still go back to the Big Three.
No, it wasn't.
If he was a Spur, it wouldn't happen.
Peyton Manning.
That's all I've said.
Bro, I'm getting tired of seeing them in those Allstate commercials. Are they Allstate? No, it was Nationwide.
Yeah,
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Because he was at that
game. Right. Man, we need to get a sponsorship for that, man. Just because I made that home. Fuck that. Get us paid, bro.
Anybody for you, Will? Ghost of Room?
Luca.
That's a good choice.
Donich?
So, Tony, you have something
Luca, I know.
Is there anything that you would like to point out with the... Go ahead and say it for the class. Go ahead.
I've got to say it. I love, man. I feared this day, bro. Is Lonzo Ball bust?
Yep.
No.
He's been.
You know, we'll miss him.
How many seasons are you going to give him?
Bro, this is third season.
I'll give him just that as boy, many as
boy.
I get.
Ooh, and that's you ask that for another hold question up. For you, young man.
He's still
I will give
him.
You ask that. Hey.
He's our
hey.
Baby.
Oh, hey. Hear me out, bro. Man. Hear
every
me
year
out.
He has not.
Damn. I take Lonzo Ball. This is all I see.
What happened?
Kendrick Perkins called his ass a bust.
Of course he did.
Oh, so you get this from somebody else?
No,
okay.
No, no,
no.
I thought he started. This.
No,
I'm not
here too, bro. I actually thought this movie.
What did he say on the jump, bro? What did he say on the jump?
Listen. Why are you talking shit and shit? I'm just saying.
I must have saw that shit in semi-history, bro.
I'm just saying. I'm saying this list. He hasn't had a single season where he hasn't been injured. Kendrick Perkins didn't say that. I just saw that. I'm like, low-key, he might be a bust because he hasn't played a full season combined.
Wait, can you Google that for my concern?
Well, which one?
Kendrick Perkins, Lonzo Ball. So he didn't say that.
He didn't say that. I don't think so.
Look at Tony. Look at him. Look at how lead she is.
Hey, I'll look it up.
He said, hey, wait, hold on.
I'll look it up.
Lonzo is a bust. Breaking the code.
You
wild. Hold the joke. Hold the joke.
I never said he didn't say that. I never said you said it, but I said
oh,
my
said
take
that.
On it. My take on it.
But you just said Kendrick Perkins didn't say that.
Kendrick Perkins didn't say anything about injuries.
We're looking at
anything about injuries.
You just said the opposite.
He said nothing about the injuries.
Tony, you just said Kendrick Perkins said Alonzo never played the full season. I said the Kendrick
no,
Perkins
I said
said
that. He said Alonzo.
But you,
oh my
this,
God, you know,
you know you're recording, right?
Whatever. Well, listen to what he said. Play it out loud.
You just told us what he said.
Why are we gonna play somebody else's?
Oh,
no. Oh, shit. Tony, you wild.
I was almost the end, man. Let me just...
Hey, yo.
Right.
Hey, check this out, y'all.
Right.
Hey, they...
Listen to this.
Hey, they real professional.
Right. That copyright for the Inkamil. That copyright for the Inkamil.
Hey, be at your friend.
Hey, man. Demonetized.
Right.
You wild.
But no,
is there any other reasons why you feel...
Any other reasons that, bro? And he's about to... He's always on the trading block. Like this. Like they said, he's about to be traded soon. So, like, I think it was to the New York Knicks.
From what I saw, they didn't say anything. They just said that he's probably going to be made available.
I seen one where it says Kevin Knox and a first-round draft pick for him.
Hell the fuck no. I want to give him and a first-round pick. Yeah. That might mean that shit was talking with Derrick, but and a pick.
And a pick.
Nigga, hell yeah, bro. And a pick. Easily.
Bruh.
I wasn't gonna ask you, Will, but I already know how you feel about Lonzo. He finna help. I've been saying this.
I've been trying to tell
you. I've been saying
from
this.
From the beginning.
He finna what pick was he? Oh, okay.
He said, I'm not. He said, am I lying?
So that means like all three of that draft class have been bust, right?
No. No, Marquez coming back.
I don't know. Isn't Lonzo? Doesn't Lonzo have better stats than him?
What, Marquez?
Because Marquez averaging like 11.
I hope y'all made y'all see what I said.
Don't you ever say that.
I said Ben Simmons, nigga.
Ben Simmons wasn't part of that draft.
I said no.
He was not part of that draft. You know that, right?
Oh, it was Tatum.
Yes.
All right, fuck Tatum, too.
Tatum's averaging 21 points. Real sorry ass.
Fuck Tatum. You mad? You mad? Because they still ain't doing shit. Damn.
They're second in the East. Where's your Spurs?
Damn.
Where's your Spurs?
What y'all got to do? Right, right, real. Oh, shit.
It's crazy.
I didn't want to tuck your tail like a bitch.
Change argument. You know how that feels.
Tuck the tail, bro.
That's change argument.
Yeah, he changing the argument.
It's looking kind of deadly to change that argument.
It's cool, though. It's all cool. Anyway,
Michael, how do you feel? Do you feel like Lonzo is a bust?
I wouldn't say a bust. Like, he's still a solid player. It's just injuries have unfortunately gotten away.
This is your first round?
This is number one pick, bro.
But you never know what can happen down the road. He's still young.
He's going to be on his third team.
In four years. Wait, it's 13.
He's about to be on the trading block. Everybody about to be on the trading block.
He
was the number one pick.
He's number two pick.
Oh, no. Injuries just ain't gotten in the way, though.
Who was number one that year? Was it?
It was Markel.
It was Markel. Both of them. Because he averaged 11 points. So.
What if he could trade the same team? Like, what if he could trade the same
team? That would be so awkward.
Hey,
hey,
y'all.
Hell no.
How's it going?
See how it works? Yeah. See how God
full
works?
Full circle, right? Full circle.
That team's going to be 15% for the whole team.
What was that? A gift? A dude eating hot wings? He's like, huh. That's
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
He averaging 33 from three. The most ever. So.
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Hell
no. Lonzo Ball, who has also missed 8 games like Kawhi.
Question, man. Last time I saw Lonzo, he was playing a YouTuber, and it looked kind of close.
Oh, Jester the Laser?
Oh, he's playing 2K?
No, he was playing against him in a 1-on-1 actual basketball game.
I think it was
Cash Nasty.
Cash Nasty!
What does that mean?
The boy, 5'9", 5'8".
He just said it was close.
Yeah,
that helps Cash's case.
They were shooting, bro. Because it was a shooting competition. And I was just like, YouTuber, fresh off playing 2K, nigga, like, getting greens in 2K. Screaming that shit. Like, damn, Lonzo. But
I feel like he's a bust. I feel like you need at least, like, 5 years under your belt to be a bust.
That's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Because look at, like, Victor, you know. Some are going to have that breakout.
Yeah, and besides, he's going to take some time for it to click for you. Because some people...
Especially when you're a guard, sometimes it takes a little bit.
Because, like, look at Luka, man. Right now, Luka Doncic is not supposed to be what he is.
But he was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Even in his own country.
He was balling from the jump, though.
So he was, like, 14. Ricky
Rubio.
Rubio, though. Like, that's a valid point. Like, some people are supposed to. But he looked like he was supposed to be that.
People were saying I was going to be, like, baby Kobe and shit.
Who said that?
Ricky Rubio.
Kobe Bryant?
Who's that dude that played for the Clippers, that point guard?
What's up?
There's a point guard that played for the Clippers. Right, they were no, it was back like 4 or 5 years ago. They said he was going to be the new dude. He was Dosage.
He was like a 25-year-old rookie.
Bro. He was like 30.
Yeah,
he wasn't 25.
They were saying
they were saying if you
would have came when he was younger.
No, they wasn't saying that at all.
No, they saying
he came. He was like 29, bro. They was like he gonna be a buck.
He gonna be crazy
because Chris Paul had just left.
Right,
and they was like he gonna be his replacement. That's like he was like 29.
I'm like, who is this guy? But that was my point. Like, you can never measure exactly who's going to, like, go crazy and who's not.
Well, have all those people you just mentioned, have they had this injury history?
Well, Ricky Rubio tours ACL, but that's about it.
But he hasn't had, like, these constant injuries. Like, he's had a big injury.
Not really.
He can't shoot like that.
Not really. So that's your point. I got you. You're right.
I feel like if Lonzo, like, a little bit more, then we can.
Yeah, just a little time. So let me ask you guys this. With the season that Brandon Ingram has, is he still in the bus running?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Even like when the points for Garbage team, damn near most improved. I still don't think that would like qualify him as a bus.
Right.
Because people were saying that he was, you know, was coming up for him. I just hate that people keep trying to argue me with this that picture that I sent in the chat with the Kuzma, with the Kuzma Brandon shit. I'm like, bro, do y'all know anything about basketball, bro?
Plus, he was injured too, so
they play on two completely different teams. And he wouldn't be averaging 25 points.
James Harden averaging 38.5 points.
You said
how many free throws? How many free throws?
Well, actually, I was gonna say 25. I actually gotta say something, bro. I seen the stat yesterday on ESPN. It said that Jimmy Butler actually averaged more percentage of points off his free throws.
Yeah,
like they're saying, Harden's only averaging 30% from free throws from point wise.
So 30%
of his points are coming from.
That's free a throws. Lot of 30%. He's averaging 38 points.
That's 13.
Jimmy, but Jimmy Butler has higher. Jimmy Butler's higher.
But Jimmy Butler always gets his points from free throw. But he's not averaging
that many points. Yeah.
Right.
I know, right? Jimmy Butler.
Wait,
insane.
What?
Wait, hold on. I'm telling you the argument, huh?
That's wild. That's what I'm saying. I'm bringing it up as that's wild.
But Harden has that stigma on him. But Jimmy Butler.
But Jimmy Butler isn't averaging as many points.
30% of 38?
That's what
is that?
I just told you.
You need to get more points. Go get your points then. Yeah. Nigga, if you're getting them from the line,
I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that's wild. 30% of his points.
Go do
How
it.
How many percent of his points come from threes? Do you know? It's okay to say.
So y'all saying Jimmy can't do it?
What?
Like when Jimmy couldn't put up the same numbers. No, I'm saying he could draw around.
Jimmy can't hit threes. All right.
I never said that.
He could do the step back if he wanted to. He could do that travel step back too. They wouldn't call it on Jimmy. Jimmy, fuck that girl. Like,
what are you talking about? Nah.
What up, refs? Call that shit. Or else.
Right. He said, hey, Camille.
Clay Capella, the best big man in the NBA. All
right, guys. Well, it's been a wonderful. It's been a beautiful episode.
It's a bonus?
Again, I say that it's been a wonderful. But for real, is there anything else that you guys like to talk about?
Hey, man. LeBron's washed.
Shout out Coach K for raising.
I just want to shout out Kobe. Out for the facts.
So you'll disrespect your dad right here? In front of me?
I have failed you.
I know.
DeMar DeRozan been disappointing me, bro.
I don't even want to look at this shit.
I would trade Lou Williams for DeRozan right now. Would you?
Lou Williams?
Yeah, Lou Williams for DeRozan right now.
No. Straight up?
Straight up.
They
wouldn't do that.
I just need to see one thing. And it's not, it don't have nothing with their stats either.
Hey, how long Google take, brother?
Hey, Kawhi looks like arrested.
0.82 seconds.
Boy, him and Patrick Beverly gonna be squad.
Kawhi look real arrested
tonight. Boy. What's that little management? Dr. Moon playing
tonight. Bro, he got his braids reading. He said, I'm good to go. All
right. Let's go.
He said, we golden, coach.
Damn. Fall to like the 50.
If they trade, what if they not like third?
Damn,
right?
Why they doing this shit as Spurs though? Ooh,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
I don't like.
Bro, can you turn this shit off, bro? Look at this.
Bro,
shit.
It's football on.
Right, so
he 40% of his points come from
three. Oh, Kawhi, don't
say 40%. Wait, can you say it a little louder?
He said 40 come from three and 30 comes from the free throw.
Brother man, can you say it a little louder?
40% of James Harden's points come from three. To be exact, 39.8, but still. Yeah. 40%.
What's the website you getting this from?
NBA.
I wasn't saying that to like say that you a crowd just wanted to know. Cause usually the sites I'd be on, they don't say that shit.
You gotta go down to scoring splits, yeah. But then like he talks like then 31% from two pointers. So damn.
So he averages almost as many free throws as he does two pointers.
So anyway.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
31.1.
Back to Kawhi.
low management. But yeah, is there anything else that you gentlemen would like to talk about?
No.
It's been a wonderful episode of Captain with the Crew. You know what I'm saying? Well, I got to the right of me, man.
Hey, it's your boy. As you have heard, it's your boy.
Right across from you, man.
It's KJ. Here the cat. Man.
Who I got right next to him?
Tony.
Damn.
All right.
Right
next to me, you know what I'm saying?
No introduction.
Tony, don't
make the girl. Boop, 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 boop. And you got your boy Corey. All right, hey. All right, guys, it's been a wonderful podcast.
Mike, run this page.
Now, what song are you talking about, LeBron? I got to put LeBron number one.